High-level talks aimed at bringing about a ceasefire in the Middle East appear to be getting closer. Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's office issued a surprise statement today saying Sharon would take part in trilateral talks tomorrow, but backed away after Palestinians said they would only attend if Israeli forces pulled out of the Palestinian-controlled territories. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem.
After nearly a year and a half of waging varying degrees of war against Palestinian gunmen and suicide bombers, Prime Minister Sharon appears ready to call a halt to the violence if Palestinians are prepared to do the same. The written statement from Sharon's office came after the Prime Minister met with U.S. Envoy Anthony Zinni at his ranch in the Negev Desert, shortly after Zinni spent 5 hours discussing the situation with Palestinian officials in the West Bank. The Israeli statement said the three-way meeting would involve senior echelons on both sides for the purpose of declaring a ceasefire between the two sides and the implementation of the plan outlined by CIA Director George Tenet. For their part, Palestinians insisted that Israeli forces must completely withdraw from the Palestinian-controlled territories. Israeli tanks and troops have pulled out of most West Bank cities but remain on the outskirts. The Bush administration has been pressuring Sharon to complete the pullout. Sharon's office issued a clarification to its original statement, saying no final decision had been made on attending the talks. Separately, Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres told reporters that Israel would no longer initiate military operations against the Palestinians and would not respond to acts of terror except in cases that Peres called walking time bombs. Sharon's willingness to personally discuss a ceasefire would be the most significant progress for Zinni in 3 visits to the Middle East. Before launching Israel's most intensive military campaign in decades, Sharon declared Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat irrelevant and vowed to crack down on terrorists in the absence of any action by Arafat. Zinni returned this week amid the bloodiest period of the conflict, with more than 250 dead on both sides since March 1st, nearly 200 of them Palestinians. After his first round of meetings, the retired Marine general said he believed both sides were looking for a way out of this terrible situation. That assessment may soon be put to the test. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.